WRCE.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today, we are live and local at Ithaca as the Bulldogs have some great career opportunities for students. And joining me, first of all, it's a rare opportunity to talk to my son, James, James Nee. But how you doing, James?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on here. We're specifically talking about career and technical education. And from your standpoint, that's kind of your whole thing right now, isn't it?
Yeah, so I do a lot of CTE classes, and I'm really glad to be back here and sharing my love and passion of careers and technical education. So getting to be here every day, sharing my love with the kids, it's pretty cool.
So what are some things you're working on this? I guess it's the end of the semester, but for the next semester, what are your goals?
Yeah, so finishing up this semester, we're finishing up welding and being in a little bit of a small area. We change all of our welding courses to woodworking courses from first semester to second semester. So wrapping up, we're trying to get a bunch of welds completed and doing dual credit through Southwest Tech, trying to finish up and get kids the transcripted credit through them. And then we're moving into all woodworking, so getting out the woodworking equipment, and I think kids are getting pretty excited for it.
What are some of the welding projects you worked on for a semester?
So finishing up some of the welding stuff, we're trying to get students to be able to weld in all positions. So our intro to welding classes, we're finishing up being able to weld vertical and horizontal and doing all different types of joints and welds. And then same with the dual credit through Southwest Tech, our welding class, just trying to get them more experienced if they do choose to further their education in welding.
Do you communicate with Southwest Tech a little bit and some things that they're looking for?
Yeah, I have the honor of working with them and getting to communicate with them quite often. Southwest Tech does also offer an open weld night that students can go once a month. We try to send kids up there too, just to get students to be able to see what a college welding classroom and setup might look like.
Sure, there are a lot of employers that are kind of licking their chops, so to speak, to get some of these students, aren't there?
Yeah, I think especially welding is a very cool tool and asset to have, and being able to have that knowledge and being able to set up a welder and also just being able to purchase it on your own. But the employers, I think, is definitely a skill that going forth, there's a lot of welders needed.
Looking at this semester coming up here, the woodworking courses, what are some of the examples of projects that you'll work on?
So with our woodworking classes, I let the students pick what they get to make. So obviously we try to keep it in their skill range, but any project a student creates, they can take home. They do have to buy their own materials, but being able to buy them and having that sense of ownership in something they made is pretty cool.
It is, and I think you've had some good examples, haven't you, in the past, some things that students have made that are pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we've had some really cool stuff, cabinets and vanities, and it's really setting the bar high. And I think that students coming in have obviously big shoes to fill from last year, but it holds them to a high standard, and it shows them really cool stuff that they can make and be able to, leave here with.
Do you have several students that you have in class doing some to work projects as well, going to area businesses and working during the school day?
A lot of my students, I guess the clientele that I have, they do leave about halfway. So my classes are a little smaller come the afternoon, but for them to be able to leave and go to work and make money and still learn, I'm all for it.
And you have middle school students as well this year.
Yeah, so I teach middle school exploratory in the mornings, and so I teach 7th and 8th grade, and I really enjoy that. We do a lot of woodworking, 3D printing, just to try to hook them for high school, to be able to take my classes in high school when they have more of an option.
Indeed, and I think that it's good to get them started there. Maybe none of them will even go into a career that's related to that, but those life skills is what it's all about, right?
Right, yeah, and I try to tell them that several times, just simple skills like using a tape measure and being able how to measure. Those skills are, definitely lifelong skills that I think that everyone needs to know.
All right, do you have some projects coming up, like some goals, some things that you'd like to see worked on here in the future?
Not necessarily. I think just building the program and getting more students to participate, especially, females, definitely upward trend. And I think that just building the program and getting students more interested and involved, that's what I'm all about.
Tell me about the tractors. There's one outside right now.
There is one outside. I told the students when we backed it out, we needed to park it and make it look nice, but it's got two flat tires. our ag mechanics class, we are working on a couple tractors right now, doing tune-ups and maintenance. And Ms. Brecker generously allowed us to work on her tractor. So we've been working on that the last few weeks, and we sent it out the door. And, they really get a kick out of it, and they love it. And being able to be hands-on, all the kids love.
Well, I know that tractors now are a lot more advanced. You know, you've got computers to deal with and all those kind of things. But again, it's a good skill to have, isn't it?
Yeah, just those basic principles of, you know, how a four-stroke engine works. We can take that and apply it to, you know, different mechanics. And that is a difficult part, is we can't have anything too new in here just with technology, but just those old tractors the kids really like, and you know, that's what they're passionate about, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think in the future that might be a way to go as well, you know, doing some things and maybe a goal to even restore one sometime down the road to, you know, maybe even auction off or something, right?
Yeah, definitely a goal, maybe one day when we have a little more space, definitely. Uh-huh.
Sure. And, you know, in terms of that, I know you've had some community support, like some donations, haven't you, from the community for your programs?
Yeah, we definitely have. A lot of, you know, parents of students have been definitely very generous and helping us out, and programs in the school, too, just being able to update our equipment a little bit and get us new tools. It's definitely very helpful to be able to build our program, too.
Well, I know you attended Southwest Tech as well, and I mean, in terms of, you know, Ithaca's relationship with Southwest Tech, I think it's even grown since you were in high school, hasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's grown tremendously. Just being able to offer those dual credit opportunities and being a Southwest Tech alumni, I'm all for it. Just having that opportunity in our backyard for students to attend, I think it's amazing. So I definitely try to get kids to go down there, check it out. They have a lot of preview days that I'm always trying to get kids to, hey, take a day off and go up there and check it out, because what we have is just amazing. And for students to be able to go there and get an education in 2 years and not go into a lot of debt, it's something that I think a lot of students are now starting to realize and try to take that opportunity.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us. Anything else you'd like to add, James?
I don't think so. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Good to have you on here as we broadcast from Ithaca today, our morning show from WRCO. And that's James Nee, who's the Technical Education Advisor here at Ithaca. We'll have more coming up. Katie Burnley joins us on WRCO as we broadcast from Ithaca, and we're talking about some of the classes offered here, and Katie is the business education teacher at Ithaca. So thanks for agreeing to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Taking time out of your classes here today to be with us on the morning show. But tell me about some of the courses that you offer in your room.
Well, I don't have any classes that are year-long. They are all either a quarter or a semester. I have one middle school class, and they come every quarter. So I see a small group of seventh graders, then another small group of seventh graders, and then I get eighth grade the second semester. For high school, I have personal finance, which is a required class. It's the only required class I teach. I teach introduction to business. I teach personal finance. And we do have some classes that aren't offered every quarter or every year. I also teach sports and entertainment marketing, and I have the yearbook class.
Wow. You stay busy. You talk about life skills. That might be some of those classes might be the most important that anybody learns, because you're going to use some of those things every day, right?
Yeah, I tell the students all the time that some of the things they teach in personal finance, I wish I knew when I was either their age or even college or in my first job. I think I would have made some very different decisions. So I'm very, very passionate when it comes to the personal finance class. It's so important to me. And yearbook, I kind of feel the same way too. It's so much work, but I tell the students, I'm like, this is the only class that you take that you're going to have a hardbound copy of your work, and it's part of the school's history, and it's going to be kept in the library. So we really stress, it's a lot of hard work, but it's so interesting. And I tell the students, I'm like, trust me, you don't want me writing the captions on the sports picture. So just join your book and help me out, because it will be so much better if you write it than if I write it.
So you mentioned the sports and marketing aspect. That has to be a fun class. Is it a popular one?
It is a fun class. It's usually one of the smaller classes because it's an elective class. We do a really fun computer simulation at the end of the class. I would say three quarters of the class is book work, but we have great conversations in that class. But the end of the class, we do a sports marketing simulation project. It's several weeks long, and they are owners of a football team, and they have to make all sorts of decisions as to how much they pay the players, how many spots they're going to have in the parking lot, what type of food and how many vendors they're going to sell. So it's a really fun simulation. I think the kids really enjoy that.
Do you still have them balance a checkbook?
Believe it or not, that's not part of personal finance.
Okay.
You would think it would be, and there's been a few situations where I'm like, do you know how to write a check? And so we do touch on it briefly, but we don't have them balance a checkbook. And I do tell the students, I'm like, you should not just look at your bank account and say, is there money in there? Because you got to count. You can't always depend on when somebody's going to deposit a check and when it's going to clear in your account. So don't just look at the balance.
The other fun antiquated question, you ever make them sit down in an old manual typewriter and make them try to type?
I did buy a typewriter at a garage sale once, and I have it in my classroom. It's kind of funny when the keys stick, so they can't really. But it's a fun topic of conversation.
But, you know, keyboarding and learning home row, I mean, again, something you're going to use every single day, right?
It is. And I keep telling the students, I'm like, you're not chickens. You're not going to hunt and peck. So this is the first year I haven't had an elementary typing class. I've done typing for usually it's third grade, but I've had some fourth grade, some fifth grade, and as low as like a semester of second graders, trying to help them get ready for their forward tests. And we watch some fun videos, and they learn a little song about the keys and where they are and which fingers to use. But they keep saying, oh, I can type so much faster with just two fingers. And I try to tell them, like, okay, so if you were in a sport and you were doing it your way and your coach says it might be a little more work to learn how to do it this way, but in the long run you'll be more accurate, you'll be faster. And then so again, I try not to do sports analogies, but that's one I feel like they can really identify with.
Yeah, that works. I know you have some students doing independent studies. Could you talk about that, Katie?
Yeah. One of the most common independent study classes is getting their certification in Microsoft Office programs. So the ones they're working on now is certification in Microsoft Word, certification in Microsoft Excel, and in PowerPoint. You know, I come from the business world. This is my sixth year teaching, and I never used Google Sheets or Google Docs before, and I see some advantages of it, and maybe now it might be more common in the workplace, but I keep telling students, these programs have so many more things that you can do with it, and so I'm really excited. I've had six students get their Microsoft Word certification so far this semester, four get their Excel certification this semester. I have two that are going to be testing this week, so I have my fingers crossed for them. And then they might try to do PowerPoint in the couple weeks we have left. We'll see.
But it looks good down the road for college apps and things like that,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, this is definitely something they could put on college applications, definitely something that they would include on their resumes under the skills category.
Okay. FBLA has been very successful here at Ithaca. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Every time we've gone to an FBLA regional competition, which is we compete against schools in our area and larger schools. It goes by region. We're in Region 4. But we compete with schools like as big as schools in La Crosse. So it doesn't matter how big your school is or how many students you have in the program, you're all kind of grouped into one regional leadership conference. Ours will be coming up February 1st. This year it will be hosted in Fenimore. So it's nice that we don't have too far of a commute this time. And then the students, they compete in projects like sports and entertainment management, interview. There's an interview project. There's a graphic design project. One of my favorite, and maybe this would be one of your favorites, is broadcast journalism.
Awesome.
That usually students do pretty well in that also, and it's a fun project to watch them complete.
So you have the competition at Fenimore, and then where's the next level then, if you make it?
The state would be held in April, I believe, this year in Green Bay. This would be the third year in a row we've been. Before that, we had gone to Madison a couple of times. But it's fun to take the students there, and they not only get to compete, but they also get to hear a lot of great workshops presented. I attended one last year of, I don't know his exact title, but it was a former Green Bay Packer kicker who now works at the organization as a diversity coach. I don't remember his exact title, but incredible, one of the best speakers I've ever heard. It's so much fun to hear the people from the different areas.
I bet. Now, you said you were here 6 years at Ithaca. You're probably seeing some of the students, the first students you had, out in the workforce now. How rewarding is that?
It is. It's what's been really fun is some of the first students I had with typing, I've got a couple years later in middle school and have had in high school, too. So it's really interesting to see how they've progressed over the years. It's very uncommon, I think, for teachers to get that type of exposure to all the different grade levels. And it's really rewarding to see what wonderful people they've become over the years. It's pretty exciting.
Overall, that's why you teach, right?
Yeah. And that's the whole reason why I started teaching. I had several years' experience in human resources, and I loved coming in to help the careers class do the interviews. And I enjoy this so much. Why don't I start working with the students? So.
Great. Well, glad you are. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Sure.
You bet. Katie Burnley, business education teacher at Ithaca on our morning show. Melissa Sprecher is next to join us down the hall. It's almost like you're going to the principal's office. You're in trouble here or something, but welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. When James came down, he's like, hey, can you go do an interview now with my dad? I'm like, what did I do wrong? But yes, glad to be here, Phil. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Awesome. You mentioned James. That might be a good lead-in. I know that you're looking at getting into the chicken business a little bit. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do, I think, really well at Ithaca is our CTE programs work together, and we try to have things that have multifacets to where we're working with several kids, several different teachers, different groups, even sometimes trying to reach down into the elementary and pull them into there, too. So last year, I applied for a grant through Compere Financial, and I received a grant, and we purchased an incubator to incubate any kind of poultry eggs, and then we have some brooders, so once they're hatched, we can put them in there and raise them. And once we get them to a big enough size, Mr. Nee and his classes are going to be building a chicken coop for us that we'll have out here on the property, and we'll move the chickens out to there. So very exciting with that.
Lots of fun. And I think all ages can benefit and have fun watching that project too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually going to have the incubator and the brooders down close to the elementary, so the elementary students and middle school students as well can go down in there with their teacher, and they can see what day we're on. So let's say we're like day three of being in the incubator. There will be a poster there where they can see what it would look like inside the egg, like what the embryo looks like, what the baby chick looks like at that point, and then just some key points about like what's going on, what's developing today in our chicken. And then when they start hatching, which will be the exciting day for everybody, but especially the younger kids, when they start hatching at 21 days, they'll be able to see the hatching and then be able to watch them grow from there, because then we'll put them in the brooders and then be able to feed them and stuff, and we'll have interesting facts as we go. We'll be weighing the birds so they can see, like, how much are they growing every day. So, yeah, very much incorporate as many people as we can, and we'll have some of our FFA members will be part of that project. That'll be their supervised egg experience.
Tell me about the CTE classes that you're a part of.
Yeah, so got a couple that this year we are doing for transcripted classes. So if students, whether they want to go on to Southwest Tech or not, they still can take these classes for credit through Southwest Tech, and one of them is plant science. And that one, I started a crop science class a few years ago, and this plant science class kind of ties into that and actually just beefs that class up a lot. It's really geared towards our kids who are thinking about going back to farming or maybe going into agronomy or working for a company that's maybe working with plants. We do everything starting from very, very small, like development of the seeds and how that seedling, you know, advances. We do genetics. We talk about soil nutrition. You know, everything that you would need to know to grow crops or be part of an agronomist program. That one's exciting. And then my animal science class as well, that one is a transcripted credit to Southwest Tech. I added a new class this year I'm super excited about, and we are having so much fun. It's a floriculture class, so floral design. And I have kids in there, and we are just having so much fun. We are learning about color theory and balance principles and how to do different styles of arrangements and different arrangements throughout the seasons. We've done some really cool projects. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page, and you can see some of the fun things we did. When we did color theory, we did some work with we colored frosting and frosted cookies, so that, of course, was everyone enjoyed that. We did some centerpieces for Christmas that the kids took home and got to share with their families, and right now we're working on learning how to do bows, so it's been really fun to just teach them all kinds of new things that they can take out and use later in life.
That's a good transition into you're going to be selling some plants again this year from the greenhouse?
Yeah, so we have a greenhouse here at Ithaca, and my horticulture classes, along with my middle school classes and my floriculture class, will be spending time out in the greenhouse doing everything from starting seeds and doing some propagations off of plants where we do vegetative propagations to planting plugs and making baskets. We're going to be having some bedding plants and stuff too. So yes, every year we open up the greenhouse the first weekend of May, and anyone from the community can come in and purchase. And like I said, last year I think we had about 280 hanging baskets. So quite a few to choose from, lots of different colors, different flowers. You can choose all different kinds, and then lots of bedding plants. And then we also have some vegetables as well.
I know that a good testament to that, we recently had the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce on our morning show, but they commented on that's where they get their baskets that hang in downtown Richland Center.
Yeah, yep, they do. They contracted with us a couple years ago, and it's a great relationship. We love it. We're able to help them out and provide them with some beautiful baskets, and then they'll also help us out with some financial part of that because, you know, they purchase them for us. And the kids love it because they have so much pride in it that they know every time that they drive down to downtown, you know, Richland Center, they know they had something to do with those baskets to get them to look as beautiful as they do. So, yeah, it's awesome. I really appreciate their support. It's just so fun to watch these kids grow and understand how all of that comes together from the time that we go to the catalogs and we look at what kind of flowers we want to put in these baskets to getting them as teeny tiny little flowers, little seedlings, and planting them. And they look so small in those great big flower baskets. We're like, oh my gosh, how are these ever going to look, you know, mm-hmm. big and full? And then, doing the fertilizing and making sure they're watered and the temperatures are right and, you know, checking for bugs and checking for diseases and everything to make sure our plants are healthy. And then first of May rolls around, and it's just, we open the doors to the greenhouse, and you can just smell it as you're walking up the sidewalk. You can just smell how beautiful the flowers are. It's just so exciting to watch it through the students' eyes every year.
Yeah, and again, it's all about life skills, isn't it? Something you can take on to life and maybe have a green thumb when you have your own place someday.
Absolutely. I've had a couple of kids that said that they've learned that they are not going to be a gardener. So that's okay, too. It's okay to learn those things that, you know, something you're not interested in. Because I think, a part that is really important things that we do in the CTE department is we teach them, like, what are your passions? We offer them different ways to try different things they're passionate about to help them figure out what they want to do for a career. Because we'd rather they figure it out now that it's something that, like, I do not want to do this than to go to school for 2 or 4 years and then figure it out, okay, I don't want to do this. So giving them those different opportunities where it's hands-on skills and getting to understand that, like, okay, for this job, I would have to do this every day, or I'd have to understand how this works, and for them to be able to say, yeah, that's something that's really cool that I didn't know that I'd be interested in, or like, nope, no way, not doing that. So, and we've always said, like, when you only know what you know. And if you don't know people that do a certain job, you might not even know that job exists as a high school student. So just kind of opening their eyes to what are some different careers out there that you could possibly go for that are more than just what the people in your community do.
FFA, you must have some contests coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do. In fact, I'm just working on finishing up some manuscripts for some kids, editing them and getting them sent off today. So our first LDE competition is on the 22nd. So we'll be taking, our officer team does parliamentary procedure, which I'm so proud of these kids because every year I end up with three or four new ones that have never done that before. And we start from scratch and they are always intimidated to start. But by the time that we get to the end, they're really grateful that they put in the time and effort to understand how to do parliamentary procedure. And two quiz bowl teams, and we have a couple kids doing prepared speaking, a couple kids doing the job skills or the interview, and a couple of other ones doing ag discussion. So that'll be our first contest of the year. And then after that, it seems like they just come one after another between the CDEs and the LDEs. But we love it. The kids love it. They're always asking, when's the next contest? What are we doing? And I like to see them practice. And again, when you talk about life skills, Phil, there's so many life skills that they learn from doing, whether it's a speaking contest or the career development contests. I mean, how many times have you been in a meeting when you have people that don't know how to do parliamentary procedure? They don't know how to run a meeting or make a motion or what do we do to amend it or all those kinds of things. And so having those skills are really, really good later in life as an adult, and not just to put on a resume, but you'll use those your entire life.
Where are the competitions at then for FFA competitions?
So the district LDE, which that's the first one we're going to, that one is this year, we're at North Crawford. So there's, I think we have eight schools in our district that we rotate. So we hosted last year, this year North Crawford will host. And then our sectional competition is wherever our section officer is from. So this year's officer is from Fenimore, so we'll be going down there. And then the state competition for the speaking events is during state convention in June, and that's in Madison at the Lyon Energy Center. And then our CDE contests, well, we usually go to Platteville and to Janesville for those. There are some others further north, but it's just a long ways to travel for us. So we try to go to the ones that are closer. And then those state contests for the career development events, those are in Madison in April.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about the CTE courses that are offered here at Ithaca, Melissa?
Yeah, I just would like to add that I know we have a lot of other local schools around that do a great job with their CTE programs too, and it's great to kind of pull from them things that they're doing, and we do a lot of sharing and stuff out there. But just to, you know, people whose kids either are going to Ithaca or you're thinking about where you want to send your kids, we do have a great CTE program here. And if your kids aren't taking advantage of those classes, when they bring home their scheduling sheet, ask them about them. Like, hey, have you thought about taking a shop class? Or have you thought about taking something in the business or family consumer ed? Or maybe the ag room might have something to interest you. Because even when I was teaching family consumer ed, I would have kids that are like, well, I just signed up because I needed a class and, you know, I didn't want to take another study hall. And by the time we get done with them being in that class for a semester, they are so excited. I remember I had one kid one year in my foods class. The first day of class, he goes, "Ms. Sprecher, I can't make anything. I burn water." I'm like, okay, cool. This is a good place to start. And by the time that we got done at the end of second semester, he goes, "I might just buy a food truck. I think this would be great." So just to watch them grow, and he had no idea how much he loved cooking until he actually got into it and learned how to do it and then did it. And he's like, "This is awesome. I absolutely love doing this." So it's really fun to watch some of these kids discover a passion they don't have. And so we just encourage parents to encourage your kids to take some of those CTE classes, learn some great life skills and things that they can use every day after they graduate, not just, you know, first few years out of school or not just on their job, but at home and in general in life.
Indeed. And if they do go into a career, you talk about the ag career, how many ag-based careers we have here in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely. I think the figure is right around 45% of our careers in Wisconsin are directly tied. Now, if you want to go indirectly, it's going to get even higher, right? Like as we start talking about all the people that work maybe at a manufacturing plant that manufactures or sends out cereal or hot cocoa or whatever it is. If you start including those jobs, then it really goes up dramatically. But just directly tied to agriculture, yeah, it's over 40%. So pretty incredible to do that. And again, like even if you're not going to go into agriculture directly, you just never know where your path might take you, that having that knowledge of agriculture or that knowledge of woodworking or that knowledge of shop, what that can do to make you more marketable, to make you more valuable as an employee.
Indeed. Well, thanks so much for coming down the hall and talking to us today.
Absolutely, Phil. Thanks for having us. Always a joy.
You bet. We're talking about Ithaca and a lot of the things that they have to offer here in the CTE programs and others. And thanks again to Melissa Sprecher for being our guest here on this portion of the morning show.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership, whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Some notes on today weather-wise, 43, but don't get too used to it. Looks like it's going to change rapidly. 10 degrees tomorrow morning, and then 18 for a high tomorrow. Highs of zero both Sunday and Monday with some dangerous wind chills coming in for the weekend nights. We'll have more coming up about that in just a little bit.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee with news. With the extreme cold weather coming this weekend, here are some tips to consider for your pets. Give them a sweater, give them boots or wax pads to protect their paws, clean their paws from any salt on the ground. Also, build obstacle courses and playtime indoors as well. Some tips for humans: layer up, make sure clothes are dry before going outside, wear gloves and mittens to protect hands, wear thick socks to protect feet, wear hats that cover the ears. SSM Health says that if someone has lower blood circulation from conditions such as high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes, it is extra important for them to stay indoors to avoid frostbite and hypothermia as well. Frostbite usually starts in people's fingertips and toes. Symptoms start as numbness, tingling, and color changes in those areas. Again, the cold weather really rolling in on Saturday night with some dangerous wind chills into the next few days. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature have announced their first bill package of 2025. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives bill package would lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites and help uplift working families and seniors. One bill authored by 14th Senate District Representative Sarah Kievsky would allow students and school districts receiving additional funding to provide free breakfast and lunch for public school K through 12 students. Another bill included in the package would expand the homestead tax credit, which provides tax breaks for low-income homeowners and renters. The road to the bills becoming law could be tough. Republicans retain majorities in both the Assembly and State Senate. It's the first influenza-associated death of the 2024-25 season. State Health Officer Paula Tran says respiratory viruses remain a significant health concern, especially in children. And it's not too late to get your flu or COVID vaccine. DHS says respiratory illnesses in the activity is currently high in parts of Wisconsin, and emergency department visits due to flu and respiratory viruses have also increased. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19. The DHS office yesterday confirmed the first pediatric flu death of the season. Five career fairs will take place across the state over the coming weeks. This will be the first in Eau Claire Saturday. Other locations include Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Fitchburg, and Woodruff. Attendees will have the opportunity to ask questions, explore the natural resources field, and learn how to apply online as new job postings become available. The DNR says it typically has job opportunities in a number of fields, including engineering, law enforcement, and environmental sciences. More information is available on the DNR's website. Wisconsin is a part of a wide-ranging settlement against the owners of the mobile banking app Cash App. Wisconsin, along with 47 other states, secured a settlement against Cash App parent company Block for violations of federal money laundering laws. The Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the company made it impossible to recoup money that was sent fraudulently, either by ignoring customer complaints or giving users the runaround when trying to get a refund. Block will pay $80 million in fines to the states and over $120 million to the victims. A fire in Columbus destroyed two vehicles and damaged a garage yesterday afternoon, a spokesperson with the city fire department said. Crews were called to the 900 block of West James Street just before 1:30 for the report of a vehicle fire in a driveway. Flames were coming from the engine compartment and front seats, and both front tires had blown out from the fire. The siding on a nearby garage was also warping. When firefighters arrived, a second vehicle had caught fire, and the garage was absorbing lots of heat from the flames. Crews were able to cool off the garage and put out the flames in both vehicles. Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for school staff to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money is not released by June 30th, the funds will go into the state surplus.
Y-Connect Wireless is all about big carrier coverage, minus the big carrier headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, Y-Connect Wireless gives you the reliability and speed you need. Backed by a local team you can trust, it's the 5G mobile network you deserve, with amazing customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless, keeping you connected with ease.
Why Connect Wireless? Call 608-524-2610 or online at ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless?
Today's high forecasted to be around 43 degrees, a chance of spotty sprinkles by late afternoon, which could turn to flurries tonight, a low of 10 this evening. For Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cold, a high of 16, and Sunday, a high of 0, wind chills as low as 30 below 0, Sunday night into Monday and Monday night into Tuesday as well. This morning, it will seem like spring compared to that. A wind from the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Yesterday's high here at the studios was 34 degrees. It was 27 at midnight. We've been as low as 23.
Again, right now, 27 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at scores last night and the schedule for this evening as well coming up. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
With sports, I'm Phil Nee. Girls basketball from last night. A good one in the Ridge and Valley Conference, won by Kickapoo, 38-34. Adding Wazika Steuben a loss. Macy Mitchell had 16 for Wazika Steuben. Gwen Fredrickson, 14 for Kickapoo. And Jaden Snagel added 13 for the Panthers. Also in action from last night in the league from the Ridge and Valley, it was Seneca, 43. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 32. And a win for DeSoto over North Crawford, 67-45. In other action from around the area last night, it was Cuba City over Fenimore. That final was 49-43. Also a win yesterday for Mineral Point over Iowa Grant, 66-29. Nacita got the win against Wonewoc Center, 37-33. Hillsboro, 45. New Lisbon, 37. West Salem over Viroqua, 73-27. Luther beat Westby, 61-39. In action from the SWAL elsewhere, it was a win for Darlington over Riverdale last night. That final score was 53-45. A win for Southwestern against Boscobel, 49-43. In action from Boys basketball from last night, River Valley won 69-39 over Prairie du Chien. The host Blackhawks shot to a 39-18 lead at halftime and eventually enjoyed a 40-point lead with 8:30 left in the game, which got the continuous clock running for the rest of the night. The victory improved River Valley's record to 3-1 in the league, 7-5 overall. Richland Center lost on the road to Lancaster last night, 67-41, and Platteville over Dodgeville, 78-52. Highland boys with a win against River Ridge, 85-72. Wisconsin Heights beat Waterloo, 62-51. Wisconsin Dells, 61. Adams Friendship, 41. And Westfield over Mauston, 51-49. A dual meet held at Richland Center last night, won by DeSoto, 42-23 over Richland Center. And the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational is going to be happening this weekend at Weston Schools, including the Hall of Fame in inductions. It has been announced that the Hall of Fame inductions will take place over the noon hour and not just prior to the finals, as was previously planned. So they will induct 12 now into the Ithaca and Weston Wrestling Halls of Honor. And again, that will start around noon tomorrow or during the lunch hour. Girls basketball tonight, River Valley will be at Richland Center. We'll have coverage of that on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Lancaster at Dodgeville, Platteville at Prairie du Chien. Also in boys basketball, North Crawford is playing versus St. Ambrose today at the La Crosse Center in the Midwest Classic. That tips off at 1 o'clock. Seneca plays at Ithaca tonight, DeSoto at Kickapoo, Black River Falls at Westby, Darlington at Cuba City, Boscobel visits Fenimore, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Iowa Grant at Riverdale. And the Riverdale wrestling team will be at Iowa Grant to take on Iowa Grant Highland. Legendary Milwaukee Brewer play-by-play announcer Bob Uecker died yesterday at the age of 90. The man known as Mr. Baseball died at his home in Menominee Falls. He was the voice of the Brewers for 54 seasons. Bob Uecker also had a television career, appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times, starring in the 1980s sitcom Mr. Belvedere and having a memorable role in the movie Major League. Bucks veterans Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are hurting, but they are expected to play in tonight's home game against the Raptors. Milwaukee will try to extend its win streak to 3 in a row. The two players are listed as probable on the team's injury report. Giannis is dealing with a sore knee, and Middleton is still troubled by ankle pain following his off-season surgery. The Badger women's basketball team lost last night to Ohio State in action from the Big Ten. Those teams will be playing again this coming weekend. The final score was 80-69, Ohio State getting the victory. Packers coach Matt LaFleur thinks rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper could become a superstar. Cooper just finished a rookie season that saw him produce 13 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, 4 pass breakups, 7 quarterback hits, an interception, and a forced fumble. Packers Wire reports Cooper's coach thinks continued development could evaluate him to another level, and Pro Football Focus rates Cooper as the league's top-rated defensive player over NFL weeks 15 through 18. With an update on sports today, I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs.
We're wrapping up our on-location morning show here at Ithaca with Monica Kirshner, who is the youth apprenticeship career coach. Monica, we've heard from some of the advisors here and educators, and sounds like a really good thing going toward the future of education here at Ithaca.
Absolutely. I love being a part of this this community and the students here, and pretty much just striving to help them know their passions and strengths, to discover them, discover their passions and strengths, and lead them in the career pathways that they would like to pursue.
I know you had some impressive numbers last year with your youth apprenticeship and things like that. Are the numbers pretty good here for this year?
They are. We right now have 22 students in the youth apprenticeship program, and I find that really it's great, because the 22 students that are in it, they, like I said, have that passion, have that strength, have that career awareness of the direction that they want to go. And so it's just a perfect number, actually, and it's just it's good working with them.
I'll bet. Can you give us an idea of some of the different ranges where they're headed toward, when they go into work?
Yeah. So with our students this year, we have a bit of a variety, and I like that. I even learn then more with the career clusters and the pathways that the students are going. and it's, like I said, I even learn. So our students this year, we of course have, coming from a rural community, we have our agriculture students, of course. But what I love is just their passion and their energy to continue rural agriculture and just building and growing off of, whether it's their family farms or agriculture businesses around here. We have a student that's highly engaged in finance, and the student just knows that they want to go on, to work in the banking industry or accounting. And so I love having that. Another, a big avenue that we have is the healthcare. And healthcare this year has been something new with our students that they've been able to explore at another level. Not only getting their CNA, but now advancing into their career pathway. And what I mean by that is having the Richland Hospital come on board with the Youth Apprenticeship Program this year. So we have multiple students employed there, and they are really learning a lot of hands-on, a lot of just knowledge in the healthcare field. But with that, we also, we have students in IT. That department is absolutely growing. Another big one is construction. Our students going right into the workforce, right into the trades, and then having them have this opportunity is great because they just feel like they are ready to go right into their career path.
Do you have a situation where you might have a student come in and I'm interested in this, and then do you reach out to those businesses and see if they're interested as well?
Yeah, yep, I do that. That's what's kind of fun, relational building with community and employers and certain businesses. And like I said, we've had quite a few new ones come on this year, and that's been really rewarding, especially, of course, to the students. So, yeah.
And many of them wind up, maybe, I don't want to say working there for life, but a lot of times they do find full-time employment there eventually when their schooling days are done, don't
yep,
they?
Yep, absolutely. So I can, I wish I had more of my stats pulled up, of course, within like the last few years of what has happened, but we have a tremendous amount, a good percentage of our students that have, yes, they have gone on to post-secondary schooling, either went on to, you know, a technical school or a four-year, but they've always come back to maybe a certain business around here, and we have a good percentage of students that are that were in the youth apprenticeship program and are still continuing to work at that place of employment.
That's awesome. So we talked a little bit earlier about career and technical education as well. And again, we've talked about the different avenues they can go. The person that we haven't talked to or talked about is Heather Dietloff, who's a big part of that. Could you talk about some of the programs that and the classes that she offers?
Yes. So first of all, congratulations to our staff member because she is on baby leave. And so that's why she was not able to be a part of this. But Heather is our food and consumer, health and consumer. She just pursues more into the hospitality, like I just said, the foods classes, career readiness also. She it is mandatory, you know, that with our curriculum that students partake in careers class, usually their sophomore year. And so Mrs. Dietloff teaches careers class, gets the students ready. Her and I work together with that class because, of course, I come in and talk about careers and just kind of helping the students again, the whole, you know, finding their passions and strengths. So we work together in the careers class. And Heather is a part of the FCCLA, which is like a family consumer club, I should say. And she's got quite a few students who partake in that and are able to also get certifications. And that is the other thing. She is able to, and is such a good thing. And we have had students in the past, that have even been in the youth apprenticeship program, get their certification in early childhood.
We're very fortunate to live where we do. You know, the proximity to Southwest Tech and CESA 3 helps out, I know, as well. You've got great resources here, don't you?
Yes, CESA 3 is a great supporter for us. They're the ones that make it all happen. So CESA 3 gives us that opportunity for our youth apprenticeship students to get that related instruction they need to go with that career pathway that they're pursuing. So take, for instance, again, if I talk about our healthcare students. We have a student in the youth apprenticeship program who's going on to pursue a nursing degree at Southwest Tech. And of course, she wants to get a head start, right? So she is pursuing some of her courses that is needed at Southwest Tech and is taking them right now. And that at her expense is free because that's one of the perks and one of the great things about the youth apprenticeship program is students are allowed 6 college credits every year. So the 1 to 2 years that they're in it, they can have up to 12 college credits for free. And that is, of course, again, because of CESA 3. So they're a huge part of making this organization happen.
Healthcare facilities that are looking to staff, too, I'm guessing they're pleased with that because get people into the workforce a little bit faster, too, right?
Correct, yes. So our students would start with just maybe some basic, like, oh, do I want to go into healthcare? Like I said, I'm just using that as that career cluster as an example right now. But then the student decides maybe their junior, like, yes, this is. So now they go on pursue their CNA. So now they're a certified nursing assistant. And then they take on some more classes and courses. And by the time they're graduating from high school, they're ready to roll.
Sure. Oh, that's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add about the CTE program or anything else going on this school year at Ithaca, Monica?
It's a great program to have the CTE and the courses that we offer. I know in the last year or two, we've been able to offer a few more new courses that our teachers became, you know, certified to teach in. And that's been great because why? Well, it benefits our students. And so just giving our students the, what I like to say is bringing the classroom to life. I think a lot of CTE courses, well, all of them, we bring the classroom to life. Why? Because it's hands-on. It's just a different avenue and a twist of learning that the students like to pursue, pursue with.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us and letting us use your office here today as well.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Monica Kirshner joining us here, youth apprenticeship career coach. And earlier we had Katie Burnley on, Melissa Sprecher, and James Nee talking about all of the exciting things happening here in education at Ithaca Schools. Well, it is, of course, now just past the middle of January. I think it's time we start talking about lawnmowers with Tom Mueller of Mueller Implement. How you doing, Tom?
Well, fine. You know, you're an optimist. I like that.
Thank you.
Simply said, yes, we are going to get warm weather eventually, but we'll have to go through some of this cold before we get there. But you know what? We do have some programs that have been announced. The nice thing about it, all these programs are actually a prelim to what's coming, but I'm going to announce them now. That's probably the best thing to do. So we're literally having discounts on our commercial units on Gravely and Aarons. That is officially starting in February, but we can pre-do it here in January and on. So it will end in March, so I'm also going to warn everybody nothing's forever. And all these companies are pretty tight in what they can afford to do and not do. So knowing everything up front, we're trying to get it out in front to the customers so they can save some money and definitely become another what we call a customer that really has a great product. Because what the things we do sell here are basically 30-plus years of value. They're going to stick around for a long time, and we want you to be happy with your purchase. So not only do we have the Husqvarna line and the Aarons Gravely line, but we have several other things that we operate with. We're a construction rental company, so we have Wacker Neuson along with we have UTVs that are made basically in Indiana. So everything that we actually sell is American-made. I know that sounds crazy. Wacker Neuson's made in Milwaukee, so when you start thinking about where things are made, Made in America is important. And two reasons. One, all the companies I deal with do not obsolete items early. And why do I bring that up? Well, one of the reasons that we're totally dropping steel, and we have 10% off on all of our steel parts till they're all gone, is the obsolescence that they have brought about. So it's not uncommon for steel to obsolete something less than 10 years, and that's very frustrating. So our game here is to end our relationship with steel. We have no saws or anything like that. These are parts, but that includes oils and other things that are really a good buy. And you're not going to get 10% off anywhere else, so you might as well stop in here and take advantage of what we have to offer you. Along with that, we're one of the largest Husqvarna dealers in the country, and we have a 10% off on everything as far as handheld, whether it's electric or gas. And that's so important because we're the only ones doing it. Nobody else is doing it. So if you're looking to save a dollar or two on some saws, now's the time to do it. That will go pretty much through March, and at that point in time, we'll probably end it simply because we'll max out on all our discounts that we can actually take. So don't assume it's going to continue after the end of March, so keep that in mind. we have 10% off, and of course, handheld tools for construction. We have the Husqvarna saws, and we also have construction compaction and things like that. They're also 10% off. So there's a lot of construction guys right now getting ready for the spring. It's been a good year for a lot of construction companies. It will probably continue that way. There's a lot of growth out there. At Miller Ipman, we're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And those little guys, Farman Fleet, they're right beside us and their lights are on. So they're good for another day. So don't be afraid to stop and help them out, too. They need all the help they can get.
That's where you get your candy, open. Isn't it?
Yeah, there you are. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you'll see our specials. They're right there and all the programs that we have. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, and you'll see all of our used. And by the way, we have a good selection of used and lots more being traded in. So we're very busy in that area. Give us a holler at 935-2751. Again, if you're looking for the best lines in the commercial and the consumer lines, we really have them. We've got them on hand. We're exiting some markets, and we're not afraid to tell you why. And here's the key. If a company goes south on us, when we say south, they've either decided to lessen the value of the product or they've decided they're going to go mass market. We don't want to be part of that. What we do not handle here is Chinese products. And why do I say that? Well, if you're out buying some of that stuff at mass marketplaces, try to get a part, because you're not going to be able to. Try to get it serviced, because nobody wants to service it. Those are the things you're going to have to deal with. So I'm going to say it's buyer beware. When you buy something at the mass marketplaces, you might end up throwing it away in a shorter time than you realize. So we believe in long-range relationships. We believe in good investments here at Miller Ipman. To do that, we sell you the best equipment we can, and we give it to you at a discount. That's the unusual part. So we're here to take care of you. We want to earn your business. Stop in and see us.
Might still need some snow equipment. Our forecaster in the area says only 25 more snowfalls the rest of the year. So who knows?
You know, that's possible, but I hope it's not May. We're all looking at things, and I'm not necessarily into global warming, but I think it's been global.